Thank you for calling Eaglemont's. My name is Adriana. How may I assist you today?
Yes.
Hi. I received in the mail today the Enterprise D buildup issues 1 and 2. I don't recall ordering them.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Let me check into it. Can I have your last name, please?
Bacas, B-A-C-A-S.
And can I have your zip code?
10306.
And may I have you to verify your first name and the shipping address, please?
My first name, John. Shipping address, 201 Dalton Avenue, Staten Island, New York.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. So I have here the account pulled up, and I do see here that the very first original purchase date was back on March the 25th of 2019. It was in like a pre-order stages. But other than that, we don't have any other information of how this account was created.
A long time ago. No, I need to stop this. I can't have this. This is just going to be too much for me to handle. It's too big. It's too expensive. My wife will throw me out. I'll have to live in it. Not a good thing.
I understand, and I do apologize for asking, but would it be helpful in any way if I offered to push back future shipments every 3 months instead of receiving them monthly?
No. I can't have it here.
Okay. And would it be helpful if I offered to apply a 20% discount for future shipments?
It's not about the money. It's about the size and about the my wife is tired of seeing too much Star Trek stuff as it is, and this would put me over the top. So no, I'm sorry.
Okay. So I've canceled the account, and I have sent confirmation to your email address confirming the cancellation.
Okay. What do you want me to do with this with the box?
With that shipment there, it will probably cost you more to be able to return it back than what you paid for. You originally paid $2.12 for it. You're more than welcome to return it back to us if you like. The post office may charge you a postage fee to be able to return it back.
Okay, but I don't have to? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Originally, you only paid $2.12. If you'd like to receive a refund for the $2.12, you can return it back. But most likely, the post office postage fee will be more than the $2 that you paid for.
Okay, so in other words, just pay the $2.12 and keep the box. That's fine.
Okay. Yes, sir. And nothing else will be shipping out a charge to you.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Eaglemont's. Have a wonderful day.
You too.